This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's Horse Show. This week, we're going to hear about a unique learning opportunity from the University of Illinois Farms. Through the Department of Animal Sciences, students get to participate in a class known as Foal Watch, where students go out to the farm and assist mares in foaling. I spoke with farm worker Brandy Burton about Foal Watch.
So Foal Watch is a class that anyone at the university can take. It's ANSI 199. Basically, you come out for six shifts, which are 6 hours each, and they're in the middle of the night, so between 6 p.m. and midnight, or midnight and 6 a.m. And basically what you do is every 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes, you walk through the barns and see what the mare's characteristics are for foaling. So you go through an orientation in the beginning of the year to learn about what different traits that they will show. And then when a mare, if you're the lucky one here while a mare is foaling, you call a barn manager and you get to see mares foal and have their babies and help out when needed.
Now, why do you think that it's important that students participate in Foal Watch? Why is it a good idea to have students out here watching them instead of the farm manager or a vet?
So it's a lot of time. We have, last year I think we had almost 42 mares foal out here, so it's usually 20 plus at least. And it's a lot of time, and we don't have cameras or anything like set up some farms do. And I think for students, it's a nice hands-on experience. They get to personally see the signs, whether they do have a foal or not. And there's a lot of students who are pre-vet that take this class, a lot of animal science majors that take this class. So this is of interest for them. But then you also have, education majors or business majors that just like horses and want to learn more. So this is kind of their opportunity to get that experience.
So what's the reaction of the people who don't come from an animal background who are out here just because they like horses? What's their reaction to seeing a foaling?
They kind of jump around and scream. Well, they can't scream. They kind of cover their mouth because they have to be quiet. But they definitely are very excited. They take lots of pictures, especially of the babies and the whole process. They like documenting, showing their friends. They get very excited. They post on Facebook, and you see a lot of social stuff like that.
So you're allowed to take pictures and such during the foaling?
We used to, in the past, have had a Foal Watch page on Facebook so that you could see when the babies are born and share that experience with others who can't see it. And as long as, everything goes normal, pictures, everyone loves little pictures of foals, so we encourage that.
Now, what's the protocol out here for Foal Watch? Is there a certain protocol that the students have to follow?
Yeah, so if they see, if they hear or see the mare's water break, and this is, in the early beginning, we specify the difference between a horse peeing and the water breaking, which is very important because Lacey will not want to get calls in the middle of the night for a horse peeing. But once they hear the water break, they call the barn manager who lives on the farm, and she comes down and she does the foaling herself, and other employees like myself come out and help her sometimes. And there is a current study going on with the vet school, so if the horse is part of that study, then those vets get called so that they can come take blood from those horses. But other than that, Lacey, the barn manager, comes and pretty much gets the horse up and nursing within the first couple hours and make sure that the horse can get up on its own. And we also have to make sure that the placenta passes, and the students are in charge of, for the rest of the night, watching the foal as it getting up and nursing, because it's very important that the foal gets the colostrum and all of the nutrients within the first several hours.
Now, what are some of the biggest concerns in terms of health concerns that you watch these babies for right after they're born?
So diarrhea is a big one. You don't want them losing too much fluid. Last year we had, I think, two foals die from early diarrhea. It's just kind of unpreventable if you don't catch it early enough. And then also colic. So if they're, not feeling very well and their stomachs, they kind of get on the floor and toss and turn. That's another one. And we actually had a foal not too long ago had pneumonia, which was severe enough that they had to go to the clinic. So just some little characteristics if they're not running around like a little kid would be doing, you just have to keep an extra eye on that.
So the horse farm out at the U of I is a fully functioning horse farm, has horses of all ages running around here?
Yes, we have stallions for a breeding program. We have mares of all ages, Some coming straight off the racetrack, some aging up to, you know, early upper teens. And we also have the foals themselves, as well as yearlings that get sale prepped for sale in August and September.
Now, you mentioned racetrack. What breed of horses is out here?
So these are standardbreds. They are trotter and pacers. They have the little harness racing that you see with the little carts and buggies.
And are these purely university horses, or are they also owned by private owners?
So we have a few or several university horses, primarily mares. And we have clients that have their stallions here, and then we also have clients that bring in mares to get bred and then also to get foaled out here. So they have we have their foals, and we even sometimes sale prep their yearlings for them and take their yearlings for sale as well.
Now, tell us about the different stages that you have out here for the pens. I noticed that there's a lot of different pens with what seems like a lot of different age groups in them.
So we have probably three pastures for mares themselves. So we have pregnant mares and non-pregnant mares. And the non-pregnant mares either aborted early on, or they didn't take last season and rebreeding this season, or they came, you know, they're just off the track and never have been bred before. And then we have mares who are pregnant, so they'll be due in the next couple of months or so, or a couple weeks. And then we have another pasture with mares and their babies on their side that all get to go out in a big pasture together.
And is there a certain age or a certain weight, size, behavior pattern that you wait for when you turn the babies out to pasture with the mares?
So for the first week, when they full out in the barns, they stay in the barns for the first week at least to make sure they have no diarrhea or everything's functioning, and basically to monitor what they're doing. If they're rolling around a lot, it might be colicky, so we just kind of keep an extra close eye on them for the first week at least. And then they go in individual runs for another 2 to 3 weeks or so. Once we see that they're, you know, healthy, running around, and everything's okay, and the mare's also easy to handle, then they get to go out to pasture with everyone else. So it's not necessarily a certain weight or age. It's kind of just a whole package deal with the mare, if she's healthy, if she's being bred, as well as the foal.
All right, very good. Well, is there anything you wanted to add about Foal Watch, about the farm, or about the type of horses you have out here before we go?
No, it's a great program, and I think it's a great thing that the university has to offer, since there's not a whole lot that some universities get to offer this. So it's a great opportunity for students here.
Again, that was University of Illinois horse farm worker Brandy Burton talking about Foal Watch. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.